everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so excited to be here. We look forward to your questions and the answers from the being that we will find out in a minute who's here. You know, Rod is a trance channel, which means he's totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for those on the call will come through. That's why it's different each week. It's the energies of the people attending and those who have questions that call in the being. There have been over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice. So it's a lovely surprise. So the call-in number, if you're on listen only and you do end up wanting to ask a question, the call-in number for questions is 888-627-6008, and of course that's toll-free. If you're on listen only, you know what those numbers are. And so let's get started. Ready?
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. This is Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull. How lovely. Thank you, Sitting Bull, for being here.
My pleasure.
And I understand we have a caller who's calling back in because we're a minute or so late starting. So I will start by asking if there are any people on the call who are not certain of who you are and your background. If you would share just a little bit, Sitting Bull, of yourself.
I was chief of the Sioux, the Lakota Sioux.
Yes.
And I had a wonderful lifetime. I loved my people, still love them.
Good. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And I wonder if you can address what you see happening now from your experience as chief of the Sioux and part of the Native American population that's been so tremendously mistreated by the corporate U.S. government. If you see what's happening now, that will help to bring back that situation even a little bit would be good.
In the changes that are in process, the indigenous people of the earth, including the Sioux, are going to be brought in as equals, not as subjugates. And those who are incarnate at this time will find it to be a wonderful thing as opposed to what they have experienced so far.
Oh, I am so pleased to hear that, because the travesty that's been done to all the indigenous people, not just within the United States, it's just really, really needs correction and healing. We have a question from Carol in Kansas. Carol was on our very first show and has been on every show, but she's unable to call in today. And she has asked that I ask for her, any comments you would have, any help about her situation. She has a husband of over 20 years, and she feels that she has now met her soulmate, and she wants any kind of guidance you can provide that would help her understand, is she seeing this correctly? Are there misconceptions? And she's a bit confused about her best path at this time.
many people in the world are finding that they are needing to leave relationships that they've been in for some time and move on so that they are more fulfilled and so that the partners that they have been with can also be more fulfilled. This is the case with this dear one.
Ah, so her situation has basically run its course, and it would be for the highest good for them to each move on and find their own soulmates, partners.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is not to be viewed as a bad thing, a failure, a problem with either of the people. None of that. It is simply that people now are needing to be where they need to be at this important time. And so change is happening.
Okay,
if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it absolutely makes sense to me because I see it in people around me. And I've not ever met Carol, but I see it happening here and in my circle. So I'm not the least bit surprised. And I'm sure she'll be pleased with that answer and that guidance. Okay, can you bring us up to date on what's happened in the last week or so with the financial reset and the government changes and those of the what we call the cabal finding another place to be?
Dear one, which of those would you like me to start with?
All right, let's start with the financial global changes.
Those are very close to finally being implemented. We are talking a matter of days.
Days for the public to know or days of just continued progress?
We're talking a matter of days before the public knows.
Wow.
Now, before the public can exchange, it will take a little longer. But it will be within this year.
Oh, yes, we're counting on that. I see the non-election, normally scheduled for November, as like a deadline, that they have to do stuff before that so that the election doesn't take place as people expect. It will be different. Is that a realistic view?
It is. There will not be the normal election. There will be an election in that general time frame, as you know.
Yes.
But it will not be the one that you're used to. And the characters that are acting right now in the play, so to speak, know this.
Does even Bernie Sanders know? I know Trump knows he won't be president. He's just having a blast.
He's having a blast. They all know, actually.
Ah. So it's even conscious with Bernie at this point?
Yes.
Okay. So that's something new that's happened. So, but for the sake of the charade for the public, they're keeping going at some level at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently involved in any of this other than as guidance from the other side of the veil?
No, dear one, I'm not.
All right. But quite a few people are.
Quite a few beings are.
Beings are, yes. Very, very helpful. And very
many
much
on your planet and many from other places.
Aha. Okay, Thank you, Sitting Bull. We have a caller on line one. Could I have your name and your question, please?
Brett.
Hello? Brett?
Yes.
Okay, welcome, Brett.
Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Can it really delete your past energies and take energies off of your past thoughts and words and actions?
Can it heal? Yes, absolutely.
Not just heal, but if you look at it like grid squares, and you had an action in a grid square, that so if you embrace that grid square, that action with Ho'oponopono, can it really take off the energy out of that grid square so that it's no longer there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I call that healing.
Okay, that is a healing. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brett. Do you have another question?
No, thank you. Bye.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for being here. Okay, so to go back to the political situation a bit, I presume you finished with the financial part.
Correct.
Okay. Is it still true that the White House is empty of decision makers, as it has been for, say, a couple of months, give or take?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. I hope the Obamas are enjoying their beautiful house in Dubai. Okay, we have Mary Ann as a caller. Welcome, Mary Ann.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, Sitting Bull. I'm calling from Michigan. And I'm dealing with a legal issue right now, and I'm wondering if that event will result in a good, happy outcome for myself.
Yes. And others.
Great. When do you see that finishing or coming to a conclusion that I can get on with my life?
Beginning of fall.
Okay. Will I be able to keep my home and my property?
Yes, but you may have to make a small adjustment.
Okay. Is there anything important for me to do at this time?
See it as successfully done.
Okay. And, all right. Is there anything else I should know about that issue?
I want you to, for at least three times a day, take 33 seconds and hold the vision of it being successfully completed, and then let it go.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And then I have a question on twin flames. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Is my twin flame incarnated on Earth at this time?
No, dear one, but you have many sacred union partners that are incarnated on Earth at this time.
Okay. I just had the feeling that I was waiting for a twin flame, not a sacred union partner.
Well, let's talk about twin flames for a second. Twin flames, one is incarnated and the other is on my side. And why? So that there will be a more functional, a more complete, a more harmonious working relationship and more effective results. Sacred union partners, on the other hand, and there are, would you like to know how many possible sacred union partners for you there are in the world?
Probably thousands, huh?
Well, actually, it's 1,392.
Wow.
Now, that's throughout the entire world.
Right.
But you can call them to you so that you can interact with them and discover whether or not they work for you.
Okay. So I have to change my think a little because I've been thinking that I'm focused on the twin flame connection.
You can do that.
Okay. All right. I am my father's POA because of his situation, and my mother passed, and his total retirement is in the stock market. Is that something that I should liquidate at this time, or should I just leave things alone there?
Well, I think that you want to liquidate maybe 37%, thereabouts.
Okay. And am I going to be able to continue to care for him with this legal issue going on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. You've really given me a lot of relief, and I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate you being there.
You're most welcome, dear one. Will you do me a favor? Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Love yourself.
I've been working on that.
I know.
Working on that. Okay.
I know.
Thank you. I will continue to try and work on that.
Good.
I had a time when I was in Arizona at a retreat, the Mago retreat in Arizona, that I talked with you.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So at that time I didn't even, well, I knew of you, but I didn't realize you were who you were, and I'm glad to have had that chance, and I'm glad to have had this conversation tonight also. Thank you so much.
Would you like to know a little secret, dear one?
Sure.
It's you I came for today.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
Is there anything else I need to know that you need to tell me?
Not at this time, dear one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Marian, very
much. Bye now.
Blessings.
Many blessings to you, dear one.
I'm really glad that she brought up the whole idea of the twin flames and the sacred union partners. It's been my understanding that twin flames can help each other better if one is incarnate and one is on the other side. And that's why it works that way. Is that correct?
not only help each other, but they can be more effective as a team.
Okay. So then the Sacred Union Partner would be, of course, incarnate and would have some similar qualities to the twin flame, so that there's a blending, but maybe at a level that's appropriate powerfully for both being on the earth at this time. Is that right?
That is correct.
So when you told her she had 1,392 Sacred Union Partners around the world.
Possible
ones. Okay.
Yes.
That maybe 5 or 10 of them live in her state or something like that, right?
It depends, yes, on where she's at and how much she has been calling them to her.
So this would be true for everybody, is my point.
Bingo.
Yes. So to help everybody understand that the changes in relationships are going on and they're appropriate, as maybe confusing or upsetting they might be, it's appropriate for us to move forward into the new situations.
While being kind to yourself.
Ah.
Please.
Okay.
There has been enough unkindness in the world for many, many millennium, would you not agree?
Absolutely.
So please be kind to yourselves.
That is excellent advice. And I'd like to bring up again, this is the second time I've heard about the 33 seconds three times a day for what is basically a manifestation technique. Could you elaborate on that?
It is a manifestation technique because, well, the 33 seconds is there because if you obsess about something, you drive it away just as surely as if you spent no energy on manifesting it at all. So this gives you the optimum manifestation, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, that does. So the 33 seconds, three times a day, when it occurs to you to do it, and then let it go and don't think about it again until it's another time for 33 seconds.
Correct.
So it seems to me the letting go is part of trusting that what you're working on manifesting will come about.
Is trusting your partner in the manifestation, your partner being spirit. Yes?
Yes?
Yes.
True. Okay.
You being an excellent manifester know this extremely well.
Yes, I do. This would be a good habit for me to establish consciously, which I have not done. I kind of seat of the pants it. I think you know.
I do.
So maybe I can up my game a little bit here too.
I'm into that.
Okay, thank you. Can you reiterate, we haven't had this on a call for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, about the new earth on Gaia's ascension and what the new earth is like and its current status?
At this point in time, the new earth is complete in the fifth dimension. It's not a third dimensional planet. It is in the fifth dimension. It is larger than the earth that you're on at this point in time. And there is not there is not the duality that you have been so used to. When they talk about the lion lying down with the lamb, that will be there. Lions will eat grass. There will not be carnivores per se there. So it will be a much more harmonious place to be, if that makes sense to you, dear one.
Absolutely. Lions eating grass, will they, will their systems change? And since it's the fifth dimension, not the third, so that they get enough what we would call protein or...
Actually, they will subsist on what you call prana or energy. All beings there will live on energy.
Including humans?
Including humans.
Okay. That is beautiful. And does the new earth look something like our current, the beautiful places on our current earth? Or is it a completely different thing that we can't understand?
Much more beautiful, dear one. Much more.
Much more. Ah. So since the channel and I live in Hawaii, we have a beautiful place already.
Yes, you do.
Which we're very grateful for. So the new earth will take, it will be even more beautiful, even the best of the current earth. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it will be evolved. Evolved, dear.
Evolve.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just read a report about the three, volcanic mountains in the state of Washington and Oregon starting to be active, or there's earthquakes coming, or there's some geological imbalance. Can you speak to what's likely or kind of likely to happen in the next maybe few weeks or so?
Dear one, Gaia is healing herself. So she is making the changes that she needs to do that. That is what is happening.
Okay, so these are natural occurrences that she's creating.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any human interference with that from such things as HARP or whatever?
In these particular cases, no. And those interferences that you speak of are being curtailed rather sharply.
Ah, sharply. I like that word.
Oh, good.
Good, yes. We haven't seen visibly, at least visibly, any chemtrails over Hawaii for quite some, I guess, months, as far as I can see. Is that correct? Are they kind of maybe giving up on Hawaii because we're out in the middle of nowhere, so to speak?
Dear one, the forces of light are winning. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
And that is yet another piece of evidence of that.
That is awesome. Okay. Brett, you're back with us. Welcome.
Yes. Am I still talking to Sitting Bull?
I am listening, my dear one.
And may I ask a question about soul experiences?
Shoot.
So I have my, it's possible that my soul has an agenda, but when I put forth my agenda to my soul, my desires to my soul, and I did this process, I went out and I raked leaves for 4 hours, and I continuously told my soul my new agenda, what I want, and I told my soul, walk with me. In ancient terms, Aki-Ra is the term for your soul. So for 4 hours, I told my beloved soul, walk with me in this new journey that I desire. And at the end of this 4 hours of raking leaves and going analogical with this, I felt I changed my soul's journey into my desire. So is that a truth, that I did change my soul's journey?
Dear one, actually what you were doing was telling your soul that you heard it.
Uh-huh.
And that is a great thing.
So I did influence my soul.
In a manner of speaking, yes. But
I was heard.
But more importantly, you heard your soul.
And vice versa.
Correct.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Brett.
Bye.
Okay, let me take a minute here to give any of our listeners the call-in phone number. If you are in listen only, you need to hang up and call a different number in order to ask a question. They are different lines. And the call-in number for a question is toll-free 888-627-6008. And I'll give you another number now to schedule your own personal channeling, or a couple, or a small group, or a large group. That number to call for scheduling would be 877-716-3488. And again, that's a toll-free number also. 877-716-3488. Okay, let's go back to... let's see, what else? There's so many topics. There's so much going on right now.
How about gratitude? Can we talk about gratitude?
Absolutely. Would you talk to us, please, Sitting Bull, about gratitude?
One of the most wonderful things you can do for yourselves and for Mother Earth is to give her gratitude. Gratitude for supporting you, gratitude for giving you the possibilities of experience that you have. Give her your gratitude.
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful reminder, because I think some of us get busy and we forget to be grateful to her and for all the benefits we do have in our lives. I know a lot of people are dealing with a lot of different things with the changes going on, but to stop and be grateful for all the good that you do have is something I need to remember, and probably most of us do. Thank you. Is there something else that you would like to tell our listeners?
Hello, dear one.
Okay, Karen, welcome.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. I've been enjoying the show. And I know I'm not the one that was the chief came for, but I thought maybe you could give me some guidance as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you. At the moment, I'm very worried about my partner. he's got a couple of conditions, and one is very grave, and he's on this medication. It's very strong, and
what is the first name?
His name is Nicholas.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And your question about him is?
Do you see him coming out of this as somehow getting a healing or doing better? Or is there a different doctor or protocol he should try? Or, you know, what do you see for his future?
This dear one is going to make a recovery, and he is going to be instrumental in helping those in similar situations to move forward, to choose healing.
That sounds wonderful. Can you give any more details about how this would happen?
I think you are asking about medical details when what's really important is the choice, the choosing that he does to heal. That will be the most important thing here.
So it's totally personal and private with him then.
Yes, dear one, it is. That doesn't mean you can't love him and support him in that.
Mm-hmm. But I shouldn't be talking to him about spiritual stuff and healing, which I always do.
Why don't you continue to draw him out on that subject? Because it is something, as I said, that he is going to be up to his neck in the not-too-distant future.
Wonderful. So I'm helping him?
Well, I'm glad you got that.
Okay. Is this
no need? No need to be. No need to be sorry. None at all.
I was wondering, is this part of my purpose, or my? Do I have a contract with him?
Yes, you have a contract with him to help him in this path.
Wow, very good. Thank you. But do you see us moving out of this apartment to something better?
Explain to me what you mean when you say better.
I would like a different location and more room.
Will you allow yourself to believe that it is coming?
Okay, yes.
Then it will come.
By my believing that it will come, I will bring it on?
Yes, you will. It's called manifestation, dear one.
Right. Okay.
And you might ask my partner in this show to tell you how to do it, because she knows. She's a manifester par excellence.
Okay, I'm open.
Sweet.
Okay. We were just discussing this earlier on the call, but it's come up before that for 33 seconds, three times a day, you focus totally on the manifestation of what you want, what you visualize, what you feel is
not only totally but intensely.
Intently and intensely. And then you let it go and you just forget about it until your next time, and do that 3 times a day. The forgetting about it then is an expression of your trust of your partner, which in this case, in the manifestation case, is spirit. That spirit will manifest this, but you're putting the energy onto it 3 times a day for 33 seconds, and then just drop it, let it go. But very, as Sitting Bull says, very intensely and intently. Intent is the strongest thing there is my understanding. I've come to realize that. Your intent is the biggest deal there is.
Absolutely. Bingo.
Okay. I thought there was more to it than that. I did hear that 33-second exercise. Very good. So I have a question about that. Should you just do one thing at a time?
Yes.
Be too complicated to do a bunch of things.
You don't and want to split up the energy.
Right. Got
it. You need to focus on one thing at a time. Focus all your energy there.
And how long do you do it? Until it manifests?
Yes, dear one, until it manifests.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
You're most welcome, dear one. Most welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Karen, for calling in.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Namaste.
Well, I have a little more personal question for the channel and myself. I came to Maui 7 years ago to open an alternative healing center, and that's been through some changes, very good changes. And now for some time, he and I have been envisioning a certain piece of land here on Maui for opening not just an alternative healing center, but a conference center, so that all forward-looking projects, speakers, conferences, workshops, seminars, education, etc., could be available to people around the globe to come have a vacation on Maui and attend whatever their interest is. We need to get this land purchased, and we have been working on this for some time. Do you see that happening in the near future?
Yes, dear one, I do. And I would like to remind you that it is going to be all the things you said, but it is also going to be a place where light will enter the planet. A great deal of very intense light.
Ooh, I like that. So we have our architect. We have some very creative plans. Some very big plans, and our first step, of course, is to get that land purchased. Do you see that happening within the next, say, the next month?
Dear one, it will be here before summer is over.
Okay. Okay. Good, thank you.
And you have to realize that when you manifest this, there is going to be a great deal of responsibility on your shoulders.
Oh, I do realize that.
And that of this host as well.
Yes, very much. We've talked about this. We're aware. I'm sure that when we're in the situation, it'll be obviously a heightened awareness, but yes, we are aware, but we don't see any alternative but to move forward with this. This is what we're supposed to do, right?
Indeed it is.
So it's called stepping up, like everybody in the planet's being asked to do in whatever form it is in their lives.
Correct.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about what you see stepping up means, or whatever you want to call it?
I think stepping up is a good term. You could call it other names too. You could call it fulfilling yourself. You can call it providing humanity with your gifts, whatever those are. And for everybody, they're different. But that's a way to look at it as well.
Yes. Yes, and everybody's important and everybody has something to give.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
There are probably some listeners who have family members or people close to them who are maybe not yet on the track of this new information and the changes and so forth. They're still what we call a bit asleep to what's coming. Can you provide any assistance for those of who have family members that they are trying to bring along, so to speak?
The only effective way to give the information is if they want it. You can provide clues, if you will. But providing the information itself is only effective if they reach out for it.
So in other words, you can drop hints about what you feel about a certain situation, say politically or whatever that's going on, and then be quiet and see if anything comes back from them. Is that?
Indeed.
Okay. And if there's an awareness and an opening, they will ask a question. And if there isn't, they won't. So you just drop it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thea, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Thank you for being here. I have a question, and it's a hard question for me to ask. I've met a person about 4 months ago, and we've been communicating every day for an hour or more. And I have not physically met this person, but I feel like he's a twin soul, whatever the appropriate term is. Is he actually the man in the pictures that he has sent me?
Yes, dear one. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I've been scared to death to ask this question for the last 4 weeks. I'm working on manifesting, and thank you for talking about the 33 seconds for three times today, because I've been way overdoing it. So do you have an approximate? I've been obsessing. Mary knows me. So do you have an approximate time frame? Oh, is he telling the truth about having a home in France?
Is he?
Sometimes I wonder.
I didn't quite catch.
Does he have a home in France? Hello?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Okay. Do you see him and I living in France together?
I see you sitting on his lap.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the reason why I keep asking hello is I have bad cell phone connection, so I don't know if I lose it or not. Yes?
Okay. And we'll just work with that, whatever it turns out to be.
Okay. Do you have an approximate time frame when we'll be together physically in France?
About 5 weeks after you stop doubting it.
Oh, I'm not doubting it anymore. No.
That's the time.
Okay. Do you feel better about me, Mary? I'm Cinderella. Somebody's got to be Cinderella. That's what I keep telling everybody. I'm Cinderella. Thank you. I'm so glad I finally became brave in this. I'm so grateful. You totally shifted everything for me and for you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Thea. Love and blessings.
Many blessings to you, dear one.
Okay, and I'm very grateful to Mother Earth for being who she is and what she's doing. One quick question. There's so many people saying the Earth is flat. Is that accurate, or are we a round, oval, egg shape, whatever, or are we a flat?
Are you asking if the new Earth is flat?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
It's not. It's a sphere as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Thea, and everybody who's present. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for our callers and your great questions. We're here every Thursday, same time in your time zone. And same phone numbers, and we look forward to hearing from you next week. Have a wonderful week. Much love, many blessings.
Namaste.